Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. And today we have an amazing guest, as always. Her name is Karen. I'm going to be bringing her out here in just a moment. She's a real estate professional. She's going to be sharing how small pivots in your marketing can make all the difference in the world. Okay, small pivots. For those of you who don't know or are new to this show, each one of our guests here is actual customers from our education, from our e-learning platform here, and they're not prompted, prepped, script. None of the conversations are planned in any way. So you get to hear, you know, every question, every answer, exactly how they're asked and exactly how they're answered, and with no BS. I'm going to be announcing this a little bit, kind of reminding everyone throughout the show, just so I can try to catch everybody about some of the exciting new upcoming things we have happening here at Legendary. First and foremost, over the next 24, 48 hours, we're going to be launching a brand new 5-day challenge. It's going to be replacing our 15-day challenge, okay? And it is going to try to condense and compress all of the knowledge from our 15-day challenge into only 5 days. We're going to see if we can do that. We look forward to your feedback to see if this is some of our best work yet. I think it is. That'll come with a new sales page, new sales video, all of the things from front to back. Same offer. We're still going to have our blueprints. And we're also, as you can see, if you've been reading our emails, introducing some kind of one-off workshops. One of this workshop that we're also doing is our faceless following workshop. Now, a couple of details about those things. First and foremost, that 5-day challenge, I spoke on air yesterday, that is going to be a $5. Anybody who wants to retake that challenge is going to have to buy that challenge. Okay, it's $5. So, you know, hopefully that's too much, not too much of an inconvenience, $1 a day. But that is going to be $5 for all new customers, no matter whether you have the 15-day challenge or not. Okay. Trust me, this is going to be well worth it. It's only $5. Next, the faceless following workshop that we're doing, you can see the link in the comments right there. That's a $37 workshop. I believe that's the price point. Again, going to be well worth it. What are we going to include in that workshop? It's going to be a 1 day, about a half a day, 2 to 3 hours. And we're going to show you how to build a faceless following. Okay. How to create content without having your face in it in any niche, on any branded theme page. Okay. More specifically geared towards Instagram, but should work on all platforms. Okay. Nothing's guaranteed to work. We can't guarantee any results, but, for the most part, the faceless content strategy works on all platforms. You see it working on TikTok. You see it working on Instagram. You see it working on Facebook. Instagram is really hot for people right now, so we'll probably be demoing that platform. We hope that you'll join us in all of those upcoming workshops, the brand new challenge. Again, some of, if not our best work ever, going into that challenge. So look forward to that. If you're an affiliate of Legendary Marketer, meaning that you're either in the past promoting our products or in the future want to promote our products, if you're an existing affiliate, look for an email to re-sign up to our affiliate program over the next 24, 48 hours. It'll come with a new affiliate agreement, new compliance training, okay? You're going to be forced to watch that compliance training. One of the things that we realized we could have done better in the past is make people digest that compliance information. Ignorance is not an excuse. And so we need you all to watch that, stay on the page, digest that. A lot of marketing companies are not talking about compliance, but it has to go hand in hand with conversions in order to, you know, create a firm, solid foundation for your business. I think that's it. I'll monitor the comments a little bit, try to answer them as Karen and I talk, and we learn about her journey and her business. With that being said, enough from me. Karen, come on in. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Dave.
felt like a news anchor there a little bit at the beginning. Thanks for hanging in there with me.
Sure thing.
So where are you calling in from?
I am currently in Maryland.
Okay. And what led you? What brought you? What motivated you? What compelled you to want to, as a real estate professional, as I understand it, start a digital marketing business? Was it about starting something new? Was it about adding digital marketing skills and aspects to your existing business? Tell us kind of how you got here and what motivated you to want to start in the first place.
Okay. So real estate, your time is not your time, right? You're pretty much trying to like fit things in, fit everybody in, running around. I think, so back in 2021, I worked for like 30 days straight, no days off. I was exhausted. I'd get up, the sun would be coming up, and then I'd get home and it would be dark. And I was just like, this isn't the life. So at that point I was like, okay, I think I had discovered influencers. They've probably been around for a long time, but I didn't know. And I was like, this lady gets paid to go on vacation. That's awesome. So I think at some point in time, I thought like, well, I love coaching. Let me try to launch a coaching business. I took some courses. I couldn't figure out how to make it all work. Did some UGC, is it UGC? Like some of the online marketing stuff. Then I went back to real estate because I just couldn't figure it out. And so with all the changes in real estate, with everything changing, the commission splits, buyers being responsible, 2023 was the lowest downturn in real estate in it had been years, decades. Mm. It had been this low. So at that point, I realized I needed to make a pivot, and multiple streams of income is important, which everyone tells you, you need to diversify your portfolio. And so I started thinking like, well, how do I make my real estate business online? How do I, you know, capture leads and do all of that? And I was trying, but it wasn't very effective. Like it required me to interact and have to filter through things. If you ever go viral, like you get a lot of different messages and they just get lost and there is just no system. So I randomly kept seeing like these reels and these people, and I had followed quite a few, but I had no idea what it was. And then eventually somehow like these ads kept popping up and I was just like, what is this? Okay, $7, what do I have to lose? So using like what I learned in the 15-day challenge, I took a lot of those tools and I implemented them for real estate. And I started thinking like, well, if people are using, like I'm using this and I'm using this system, and then you can also make money at the same time with all the things that you're doing, like why not? And I don't think that it's never been new in real estate, like affiliate marketing. I just never knew that's what it was called or was intentional around it. And so having something that makes my life easier, can get me to this island where I can live and not run around with buyers and sellers, right? I just wanted something just to, I don't know, where I can live the life that I want to live, retire, take care of my mom. So I saw a possibility with the systems to be able to do that.
I love that you are applying these strategies to your existing real estate business. That's one of the things that I think, you know, we often overlook is just how transferable these skills are, these strategies are to any business. Just building an email list, just using email marketing to communicate with people, to go from one-on-one to one-to-many. And you can segment and have different lists based on who you want to talk to. I mean, you could be talking to one list of investors, one list of wholesalers, one list of people who are looking in the next year or haven't made the decision yet, one list of people who bought in the past, and you know, you're looking for referrals, and so you have incentives for them to refer people to you. I mean, there's so much that you can do. And then if you wanted to send a, hey, thank you just for being connected to me, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Happy New Year email, you could send it to all of those lists, right? I mean, just that ability to be able to communicate with people so precisely and also in such a leveraged way has been something for the last decade plus of me doing this. Every time I see a business that's not utilizing that one tool alone, I just want to shake them and bake them and say, man, wake up, you're missing out on so much leverage and you're just working too hard in terms of your communication. Does that resonate with you?
It does. It does. And I think the systems that you're teaching, like when I got into real estate, it was already done for me. So then you have like thousands of agents using the exact same information. So using that information to like learn how to copyright, give people what they're interested in, like all of that, it taught me skills that I actually didn't learn. We're not taught that as real estate agents, to be honest. Like, you leverage it out,
yeah,
and the people do business with you because they're connected to you or they're connected to your brand, you know. And so I think that that was an opportunity that I got to get some training on how to market.
Hmm. Surprisingly, I hear that from people who have a marketing degree. I'm like, gee whiz, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've had who have marketing degrees or, you know, have either, you know, applied for jobs or are clients. And they're like, yeah, I never learned this stuff. You know, we never talked about this in school, in my college education. And so, you know, simple little things are, that's what I've realized about even creating a business plan. It's like your marketing needs to be the number one thing that you're focused on, because if you could have a great product, if you don't know how to sell it, if you don't have a system to sell it, if you don't have a way in which you can actually bring people in and turn them cold to warm to hot, to get them from skeptical to no liking and trusting you, and actually hunting you instead of you hunting them. Nobody wants to be cold called in 2024. Nobody wants to be sold. Everybody wants to buy. Everybody wants to come to you. Everybody wants to follow you. And when they're ready, they want to buy. And there's ways that you can create that desire in people by using social proof, building an audience, which you happen to have. You've got over 100,000 followers on your Instagram page, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is that something that you've done since joining Legendary?
No, that was actually prior to, I think.
Okay.
I believe when you set the intention for something, like they say, like in The Alchemist, the universe conspires to help you, right? So when I set my mind to it and I was like, let me learn, which I didn't learn much. And then things were just going viral, like me practicing. And I think I just kind of got out of my head for a long time. I wasn't willing to do video and things like that. So I think when your why is big enough, you take action. And so since it was during the pandemic, we couldn't go out as much. I was trying to get pregnant. It was all these things. So then I was like, okay, let's try capturing leads online through social media. And so it was really kind of through those efforts of just real estate and using social media that I built the following. But then it didn't matter if you built it, if you didn't have the right systems in place, opportunities were lost. And that's what I kind of really learned.
And that's so well said. That's also something that I've been witnessing for a long time, is people who do have social media accounts, because anybody can have one. You could have as many as you want. It's free. And then they create content, and maybe they have a knack for creating content, or maybe they have some videos go viral. Now they have this big audience. They don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to monetize it. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the back end systems that are so important, that yes, people may come in, you may get overwhelmed with the tech. You may say, oh, this is so hard. And you're learning something new. You're learning how to set up a back-end system to a front-end traffic and lead-generating machine, which is what social media profiles can be for people nowadays. And so as you were going through our training, one of the comments you made on your little questionnaire that we sent you was, it was simple, it was easy to understand. Talk to us a little bit about what you were, you know, what were some of the light bulb moments that went off for you? What were some of the things that finally clicked that you remember? Was it setting up that funnel? Was it, you know, was it some of the things we've already talked about? Just how did the skies suddenly part, metaphorically speaking, and you get clarity on what you needed to do? And then how did you turn that clarity into action? Was it immediate? Was there a delay? Was there some imposter syndrome? Was there some technical, you know, freaking out? Like, what were the light bulb moments, and then how did you turn them into something that began to work for you?
Well, I had taken other courses, or I had seen other things, and I never knew what they were talking about. So I would get stuck on, it was the simple stuff. I would get stuck on, who's my target audience? How to create a funnel? I was stuck at the very beginning, you know, and understanding how all of it worked and never made sense. I'm like, well, why are people out here selling $7 courses? And why are people out here selling $37 eBooks? And why are people like, I couldn't even understand like the upsell process, like how any of it kind of came together. And so when I listened to the challenge, it was like, oh, that makes so much sense. No one actually broke it down from beginning to end. And I think that's the problem when you listen to other people, you get snippets. And so it was the first time I actually got it from, here's how it starts. Here's what it looks like. This is what it goes through. And it was like, oh, I understand. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of confirmation because a friend of mine, she listened to it and she felt the exact same way. Because if you go with the wrong people, I was like learning business taxes. I was like, what does taxes have to do if I haven't made money yet? Like, I don't understand what we're talking about here, right? Like, we're putting the cart before the horse. And so for me to go from beginning to end, made sense. I do have challenges with technology. And so it took me probably about 2 to 3 weeks to kind of get everything set up. I was a little slower because I had to get through my, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing, to going, Karen, if you don't sit down and look at this, because all your energy is being spent on you don't know how, just saying that over and over again versus like, why don't you just learn it, right? Yep. And so I just kind of sat down and I just worked through the kinks. I put it in, something didn't work. I'd figure out what was broken, fix it. At the same time, it motivated me so much. I started reaching out and I started realizing team and teamwork was important. So I had a lender who was also an influencer, started influencer division. I got onto their influencer division. I started leveraging them to start qualifying my clients where I don't have to do it first. So it spawned a whole lot of things to understand that leverage was key. And for me to continue doing it, because I'm very introverted. And so when people are seeing me on social media, sometimes they don't understand that. Like me, I'm like, okay, I'm like socially awkward. I don't like talking to people for real because I like don't know what to say, right? And so trying to put a buffer between me and everybody else so that when they're ready, I can just do what I'm actually great at doing versus like pretending. Not necessarily pretending, but I think what people don't get is I'm behind a screen. Like it's me in my phone, in my house, in my office. It's just me, right? It's not me with a room full of people. And so sometimes people don't really get that I'm introverted until they meet me in person. They're like, you are really quiet. And when you're at a party, you really are sitting in a corner. I'm like, yeah. So these systems and then the motivation of building teamwork kind of made me really see like the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, oh, I can do this and still remain myself, because at first it felt like I had to be pushed out into something that maybe just wasn't me naturally.
Yeah.
And so while I don't mind getting out of my comfort zone and I don't mind doing what it takes, I don't want to lose who I am in the process, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I love that you are exploring that, you know, and willing to, you know, put yourself out there, even though you feel introverted or you are introverted, that doesn't mean you can't participate in business and life, right? You just do it in a way that makes sense for you, that's comfortable for you. You use that to your advantage. You know, how can I use that to my advantage? Well, I can use technology first and foremost. I mean, technology, if you're introverted, is your best friend, you know, because you don't have to go and be a handshake and baby kissing son of a gun. You know what I mean? I can be extroverted, but I don't really like that either. But there's a lot of power in just this right here. And then once you are done with your, like when we're done with these Wake Up Legendaries, this is a lot of energy for me, right? And though I can be extroverted, I really recharge in solitude. So I get to decompress, you know, I get to shut it down. I don't have to have a meeting, then also go be around people after the meeting or after the interview, you know, It's one of the reasons why I like working from home versus working in an office or a studio where, you know, I may be creating content and then there's tons of people to have to interact with after I'm after the camera goes off, right? Because I want to decompress. I need to decompress. And so many of you who are introverted and who think that technology is, you know, a barrier, it's actually a benefit, right? Because you can plan and schedule or do it when you feel like it, and as well decompress when you're done. I wanted to go over into the questions. I made some announcements here at the beginning about, you know, our new challenge coming up, some of the things that are happening, some pretty simple examples, but I saw a couple of simple announcements, but I saw a couple of questions. Alan, you said miss some of the updates. Dave, still have access to the blueprints and 15-day challenge? Yes. The new 5-day challenge we're going to be launching is going to be our new primary front-end challenge. You'll still have access to everything that you've paid for. It'll just be a separate product under your products tab. Yes, the understand the new faceless offering is separate and hoping to attend. Will it still be available after the event as a training? If you get it, the recording will be available to you. Okay, it's going to be a one-time thing. We're going to start doing these one-time workshops because things change so often. We're going to do them live. It's going to be a live coaching element. So it'll be a hybrid coaching / event. And we want to model that for a lot of you as well, because I think that that's a wonderful way to get information into people's hands. On the workshop, you also have a captive audience there who's interested in what you're talking about if you have more offers that you want to make. So not only are we going to demonstrate and deliver value, but we're also going to show you all the different ways you can monetize them by making things available to people based on what their needs are and what you have to offer. Let's see here. The one-time faceless workshop is not a reoccurring charge. It's a one-time charge. I don't see really any other questions. I think everything's pretty clear, or at least hopefully it came across clear. Alan, you're so welcome. I see that you heard my answer to your question. So you're still recording it, aren't you? Says Jeff. Yes, am. Sabina, you said, I need to start all over again and try to get a call with the mentor because I canceled. I think I need a new mentor. Well, I would just recommend you re-engage with the person that you're already talking to. Just see where things go. If you canceled, just say, hey, I got nervous. I canceled. I'd love to restart. If you do have a need, something happened, you feel uncomfortable for some reason, you can, of course, email support@legendarymarketer.com and put in your request to our customer support team. All right, let's see. How do you want affiliate to promote? Oh, Nicole, in terms of the faceless workshop, we'll promote that on the back end for you. If you're an affiliate of ours, we'll promote that for you and you'll just get an extra commission for it. You don't need to promote that out into the marketplace. The only product that we want affiliates promoting of Legendary is our challenges, right? We don't want to confuse the marketplace. We don't want to confuse you. So that's the only offering that we want you to promote if you're an affiliate of Legendary is our front-end challenges. That introduces people to the concept of the core four ways to sell information online. It makes sure that people get that just well-rounded core of what we do here. Okay. All right. All right, my friends. Thanks for your patience here, Karen, as I answer some of these questions. Just want to make sure everybody's as clear as possible on the things that I had announced. So talk to us a little bit about what have been some of the things that you've had to overcome, your mindset or limiting beliefs or get newly adjusted to, time management, accountability. I know you're a real estate professional and that obviously comes with some level of being working for yourself. I don't know if you're a 1099 or what, but maybe there's an element there that you needed to tighten up. What were some of the things, or what are some of the things that you've had to or are working on that you realized were potential weaknesses or new muscles that you had not worked out before, or even limiting beliefs that you may not have known were there and as relevant as they ended up being?
I think accepting change and having to change or having to adjust, and I think knowing when to stop and start over, right? And why I say that, so like when I first started Legendary on my page, it was well received, but IG didn't like it because they were like, you're pivoting from your brand and what you normally do. And so they were like blocking me. And I was like, there's nothing in this post. And I had to like literally get all of my reels like reviewed by IG. They were like pulling them. And so even in real estate, like going from Maryland to Nashville, back to Maryland, or just opening up a new page and trying to starting over, like I had to be with like, it's okay to start over. You're building a new foundation. You're building off of something that it'll be a lot more sustainable. You won't have those roadblocks. So I think for me, that's what it was. It took me a long time to go like, you know, should I start another page? Should I whatever? And then like an old friend of mine who used to coach me back in the day, she said, well, what's stopping you? And I was like, the ideal of starting over. I said, that's the only thing. It's like just the ideal of like, oh, I'm starting over and you don't want to do that. But I was like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. So I think once I talked to her, I was like, okay. So I ended up starting like multiple pages. But the new challenge was, how do you manage multiple pages?
Yeah.
And that became a different challenge. And I was like, okay, that requires scheduling. It also required me to like understand nailing down the niche and niche, because I had already had my following built and they were just responding to the ideal of an opportunity. But having to now have a target audience, speak to them, and failing forward at that, because I kept getting business owners. I was like, why business owners? Why are people doing what I'm doing? That doesn't make any sense, right? And so it's like those little tweaks that I had to figure out because I had not started that way.
Yeah.
And so I just keep reminding myself like that's what building a foundation looks like.
Yeah.
And it gets better.
And it's also if you do have a page that's theme or topic or niche specific, it's also a great way to use your email list, right? So if I get people on my email list, I can introduce them. I can cross promote. That's called cross promoting, right? When I go from promoting one thing in one industry to now I'm promoting something else, right? It's sort of like when you buy something online, I don't know, insurance or whatever, and now all of a sudden you're on a page where they're making you a one-time offer to get your credit report checked or whatever, right? They're cross promoting something. And so you bring up a great point, which is, you know, how do I market to people on a topic or theme specific page? How do I introduce them to a new concept, start talking about something new? And I mean, my suggestion is you don't. You introduce those things in email, because then you keep the algorithm focused on the thing that you're talking about. And you even get them on your email list based on the thing that you originally started talking about. And you offer them something that will help them with that, because that's why they first came to you. And then you get them on that dadgum email list. And on that email list, it's the perfect place to introduce them to something new. Why? Because you have more time to tell the story. You don't always have time to tell the story in a 1 minute video, but you can tell the story, write out the story, and you can do a week long promotion on something that's new. Hey, I know you're a real estate professional, but guess what? You need skills. Are you chasing people around town, handing out business cards, going to networking meetings? I don't know about you, but I hate waking up early. in a lot of the networking meetings, I forget what they're called, but a couple of my friends are involved in them, B and I. These babies start at 7 o'clock in the morning, and whew, that's early, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to be able to learn how to have an email list and communicate with people the exact way that I'm communicating with you right now? I wrote this email last night and set it to send to 10,000 people this morning. And as you're reading this, I'm still in bed, right? If you'd like to learn these skills, which in my humble opinion, I think every real estate agent needs to learn, then hey, go check out this course. Right. So it's the perfect place to be able to add the context and the story, because when you take somebody from coming to you for one thing and now introducing them to another, you need to tell a story. That's the best way to do it. You have to tell a story to make that transition. Hey, I was a real estate professional for a long time, but I got burnt out. And although I still do it and I still teach it and I still have content about it because I know so much about it, I've actually been slowly going into online marketing, right? Because it gives me whatever your story is. Right? Whatever your story is, email gives you the opportunity. And that's why I think not only generating the leads, but actually using the email list in all the different ways that it can be. Some of us just will write a 10 email follow-up series promoting the same product and then think that that's all the email list is for. And it's like, the email list is for so much more. When I started my marketing career, I wrote an email manually to my list every single day, and it was the number one most important income producing activity that I did every single day. And I'm getting back to that now, right? I'm getting back to that now. Right now we've always done one email a week here at Legendary as like a weekly roundup. But now we're starting to email every single day because the email list is just too valuable. Anyways, I'll pause there. What comes up for you as I kind of rant a little bit about the power of this email list?
One, I thought about tagging and separating and then trying to figure out who's what and how they got there, right? So being very specific and having separate things, but then just realizing how you can pivot. What I heard were different opportunities.
Yeah.
Target different people for different reasons. The real estate community. So more so like, because things were changing, I was looking at, you know, my clients being able to do a side hustle or to start the business that they hadn't or didn't know what to do if they were like me, you know, and how they could create income to like cover closing costs or like little things. Right. But now I'm hearing like, oh, wow, you know, I could actually target real estate agents. And I think, and I did share it with some people, what I've come to realize is it's not really the realtor all the time that's doing it. It's usually their assistant who's the one who's learning, right? Who takes the courses and does the marketing and all of that. And there's a few agents who are doing it themselves, but quite a few of the people I know, they don't do it. And the agents, they're so in their heads, like, how do I get a client? That's not what they're thinking. But like, if you want more time, social media systems, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Like you said, them coming to you versus you going out. Because I don't know about anybody else. I've spent time where I've done an open house and no one would come. And that's hours invested where I could have spent totally. 30 creating a video.
Totally. Exactly. I mean, there's so many different. Yeah. When I see people doing open houses nowadays, it's just like, I mean, because I think about how I have bought homes. It's been go on to Zillow and just look at them. I mean, I can go through 50 to 75 pictures and get an idea. And then I want to go and have a loan meeting, right? And what a lot of agents are doing now is income verification. Just is all we need to do in order to schedule that appointment is do an income verification, right? And you actually showing up, you, the actual realtor, it's not even that important. You could have an assistant go and show the house because they don't even want you there anyways. They don't even want you there anyways. Or put a lockbox on the house. And just whoever the realtor is that wants to show it is you give them the lockbox code, I mean, and just say, go and show the house. Because again, the potential buyer doesn't want to talk to the seller's agent. They want to talk to their agent. And a lot of times don't even want their agent there. They want to be able to walk through the house on their own. So yes, all the different ways that you can both save yourself time as a real estate professional or any type of professional. I mean, how many of you own existing businesses or have our existing jobs where you're running all over town and you're just, I mean, I had a lady come yesterday to my house for landscaping. And I mean, I could have easily, we could have scheduled a FaceTime and she, and I could have walked her around my property on FaceTime. And she could have seen everything that she saw in person, right? And saved herself time. And then on the first time out, you know, if there was something, a surprise, the crew could have told her and they could have made the adjustment. But my point is that time is money. And it's not only time is money. I think a lot of us are also going for lifestyle here. It's more time at home, more flexibility, not running all around crazy all over town. And that's one of the things that I think I've noticed most with realtors in real estate professionals is just the amount of travel and meetings and running all over and, you know, just feeling like you got to be working at the coffee shop so you can go here and go there. And it's like, I mean, using more technology, using more communication, having one day where you're out showing properties, you just book that day. Also booking all of your appointments for the same property, all within the same block. So you're not running back and forth all over time. I mean, there's just ways in 2024 to be more organized, to have more leverage. And I think the technology and the marketing strategies are one piece, and then kind of the time management and how you operate your business are another.
Mm-hmm. But good, yeah, stuff. I think, yeah, that's the beauty of it, because social media runs 24/7. You have advertisement going all the time. You're out, and with the systems, you're always able to capture with the email, they're being, you know, someone's in contact with them. Right. So it just makes your life easier. So when you have those crazy times where business has got you all over the place, you're still doing your one thing. And I think with any business, we're looking for potential clients all the time. Yeah. That's our number one job.
Exactly. And you're right. Like, what's your number one priority? And that's why I say to people who, everybody wants to wait. Let me wait until it's perfect. Let me wait until, or let me stop and go mess around with my funnel. And it's like, the number one thing that you need in your business is traffic and lead flow. That's the number one thing. Everything else, especially if you already have a product to sell, like in real estate, you're not doing any of the work on the houses. The houses, you're always selling them as is. You're never doing work on the house, right? I mean, unless there's a punch list, but you know, that's something that usually you have a contractor. Hey, here's the punch list. Go do it. It's not you doing it. So yeah, your number one thing is marketing and bringing in potential buyers. Those are your leads. Same thing with no matter what you're selling. If you're doing affiliate marketing for a course, if you're selling your own course, coaching program, you have an existing business, you're a contractor, you're a plumber. The number one thing in your business is lead flow. And so you never, that's why we want to get people in our community launching faster, like learn the necessary skills to launch. Launching means getting your social media profile set up and beginning to post content. Because even if you don't have everything set up on the back end yet, you're starting to warm up and identify an audience. And those people sometimes need a little bit of time before they start clicking and following and stuff like that. And so then you set up your funnels, and then all of a sudden, once you've established yourself for a couple of days or weeks or months, whatever, now all of a sudden you've got a clear path for them to go. You're offering something of value in exchange for their email address, and you've got them flowing through your funnel. Now you've got them on your email address and you can, or on your email list, and now you can start to do business with them. A small percentage of people are going to buy on the first time through or set the appointment on the first time through. That's why it's critical to get that email address so you can follow up with people, so you can stay in contact. One of the fastest ways to grow know, like, and trust, Karen, is just consistency, right? Mm-hmm. It's not even like, think about a relationship. Like, what builds trust with you and a partner? Is it them swooping in every month or so and taking you out to dinner? Or I don't know. I don't remember if you mentioned you have kids or not, but and a husband. But, you know, for those of you who are moms, your husband swooping in every week or two and having a great night with the kids and romancing you all up and then going out and hitting, you know, the streets for a couple of days or weeks and then no. that's the fastest way to get fired, right?
Right.
It's consistency, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have to be magical. He's not. She's not. It's just the consistency of being there every day. And I think that's where some of us can let a lot of the pressures off of ourselves, that we need to be so magical in our marketing and more just focus on being consistent.
You're right about that. I think I kept thinking, like, I have to be creative or I have to top the next thing. And what I realized, it's the same message shared in different ways.
Yeah.
And once you get it, like, there's nothing creative. Maybe it's a new video. Maybe it's a different hook. But the information remains exactly the same. And it like, that really just dawned on me because I spent way too much time and energy.
Like, you mean in this moment right here?
Huh?
In this moment right here?
No, I mean, like probably like yesterday. But then, like, you brought it back again because when you said consistency, it was like, consistency of what? I was like, doing the absolute most. And I was like, it really is, keep it simple.
Yeah.
And we think that by being extra creative is like what gets us there. It is really over time. It's like you get there slower, you get there fast. It's just showing up and you actually get better. So then something that took you maybe 2 hours to do now takes you 15 minutes after you built the muscle, like you can spit it out really fast.
Well, that's the, I would say this is like top 3 to 5 marketing secrets of the universe that I've learned over the past 13 years is that I don't need a new offer. I just need a new front door. That's it. I just need a new front door to bring them into the offer that I've already got, because I need to have a core offer. I need to, like, have something that I can be consistent with, that I know I can be profitable with. It's my core offering. Doesn't mean that I can't sell more things in my email follow-up list, but I don't need to be constantly switching and changing and selling something new every week or month. Or I just, is all I need to do is have a new front door all the time. And what specifically that front door is both ways in which you're explaining the things that you're explaining in your social media content, which is kind of like chumming the waters, right? Like, throw a little bit of a different kind of chum out there, you know, throw some lizard guts out one day and some fish blood the next and some cat food the next. I'm thinking about fishing, right? I mean, there's so many different things you can throw into the water that just stinks and it's nasty and it gets fish like going crazy, right? It's kind of like how you attract sharks. Like, you just throw a bunch of blood and guts in the water. And then your main front door is really what you're giving away on your landing page, you know, like whatever your guide is, your PDF or your free giveaway or the free video that you're promising on the next page or the training, right? You know, so it's just, those are kind of your two front doors, but it's like, you know, those are that the, you can have the identical thing on the back end. And if you change just what you're giving away on your landing page to your audience, like, now all of a sudden it looks like you're like, oh my God, there's something new here. Right. And it's really just a front door that leads to the same thing, but it may have finally been the bait that got the fish to hook, to bite. Like, right, you threw down pinfish, you threw down artificial bait, you threw down, you know, you threw down a chicken leg, but boy, you put a big old juicy shrimp on there and they just couldn't resist, right? Or maybe it was the chicken leg, right? Or maybe it was the bread, or maybe it was the artificial lure. Like, that's what you do in fishing. That's what the fishing formula business plan that we talk about on day 5 as well as inside of our blueprints, is all about. It's about it's using the analogy of fishing. You don't just go randomly, blindly fishing if you want to actually catch fish. Now, if you want to go out there and just throw a couple of poles with grandpa or your son and just bond a little bit, maybe you catch something, maybe you don't, whatever, it's about the experience, then do whatever the hell you want, right? But if you actually want to catch fish, you need to be a little bit more premeditated about it. You know, you need to like, hey, what the hell am I trying to catch here? Look, last time I brought out shrimp, I need to bring out some frozen sardines because they sure as hell didn't bite the shrimp, right? So I need to introduce those new front doors. It's the same hook, man. You're bringing them into the same boat. You're going to put them on the same grill. They're all going to the same place, right? But I have to switch up my strategy in order to get them to bite. Let's bring this in for a landing. What have you learned about yourself throughout this process?
I think what I've learned is, one, not to care what other people think. I had to clear all of the minds that were in the way. So whether I was following people that I knew was like block people, unfollow, it was like anything that was in my head that was preventing me from doing what I needed to do for me, I got rid of. But it helped in every area of life, not just because what I wanted to do on social media. It had me really think, like, what's helpful, what's not, what's going to get me to where I want to go in life. Will it impact the people that matter most, and who's going to benefit from this? So I think for me, it was like getting out of my head, because I've never really done sales like that online. Right. Yeah. It was like, you know, you do simple marketing. Here's a house, or here's what I did.
Right.
And I think this was the first time where I had to realize, like, oh, it's me. Like, I didn't have it like I was the person, you know what I mean? So to do something different, it made me realize it's me.
Yeah, and you were always marketing the thing, not yourself, right? Like the house.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think when you don't think the light's on you, it's a little easier.
Totally.
But when you make a shift and you change something up, it's like now you're aware, like, oh, now the emphasis is on me and what I'm saying, not me telling you to look at this. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's, I got really clear on that. I mean, it made me really clear, like, on friendships, how I show up, being intentional with my time and my energy. So I think that was the key thing when I start to shift into doing this. And plus, I love sharing things that helps people. Like when I got so like, I was lit up. I was telling everybody, right? I was like, oh my God, it's so clear. It makes sense. And then I'm like going and saying all of this stuff. And I was like, why not share this with someone else? Why not? Like, who else could benefit from this? And I've done things like in coaching where I used to share and I wouldn't get paid a dime, you know, because it was that great. And so I kind of felt, this is how I felt about this course. I was like, no, it's that great. Like, you need to take a look at this if you're serious about doing what it is that you want to do in life and getting to your goal faster. And so that was the whole thing. It's like now looking at me, the brand, looking at me sharing things online like I never have before. And then kind of being with people being like, Karen, this is different. And just like closing out that noise and like focusing on the goal. So that was the aha, I guess, moment for me to put on the blinders and say, like, this is my life. And either I'm going to live it or I'm going to let other people dictate what I'm going to do.
Love that. Love that. So much to learn from that. Words of wisdom, my friend. Words of wisdom and experience. Thank you for coming on this morning and sharing it all. And, you know, it's just I can tell that you're a doer, and that's what it takes. You know, you use the word failing forward. So you were cut from the same cloth. And I hope that everybody picks up on those little details from your story and your shares today, because, you know, even coming in as somebody who had experience in another industry and being successful there, it's like, if you're not learning, you're dying, man. If you're not, you know, especially in 2024, like, things are just changing, and you really, everybody needs to be plugged into what's going on with technology and online marketing, because, as I've said a few times this week, We're not going back to visit Barney Rubble, you know, in the Stone Age, man. I mean, we're just not, you know. And so learn this stuff. Whether you learn it here, my friends, or somewhere else, I don't care. I mean, just learn it. And thank you for your story today, Karen. God bless you and your family. Stay legendary, and we'll have you back on soon, hopefully, if you'll be willing to keep us posted on your journey.
Oh, for sure. Thanks, Dave.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right, my friends, you can find Karen, follow her, check her out, stay up to date with what she's doing at defining.karen, defining.karen, okay? That's her main Instagram profile, defining.karen. All right, my friends, what a lovely show. What an inspirational story. And talking with Karen this morning got me ranting about so much as well. Which, you know, I usually get excited when somebody speaks like her, right? She talks the language that I understand, which is that marketing's a test, right? Light bulbs are going to go off as you go through training, but also as you apply stuff, light bulbs go off. Okay. That's one of the things that was so great about Karen's story was that she was talking about as she was applying, things were really, really, you know, being illuminated for her. Hey, Alan, thanks for your question earlier. Thanks for all of the comments. Yes, another powerful episode. I agree. Have a lovely day, Karen. Yes, what a nice woman. I agree, Chris. Thank you, Dave and Karen. You're welcome. Bonnie, good to see you. Sarah, you as well. Elizabeth, grow or die. That's it. Karen can so relate. I say the same thing. Put the blinders on. Do it. Great job today. You rocked it. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa, for the wonderful comment and being here. I see you so much. Always good to see you. Regina, Karen, thank you for sharing. You have shared so many great nuggets. Thank you for your authenticity. Hey, you are welcome. Leanne, great perspective. Karen, and your glasses are sweet. Man, I've seen a lot of cool glasses comments. So people loving those glasses, Karen. Hey, Karen, you are so great at this. Keep going. I agree. Wow, I hope you have a chance, Karen, to go back and read these comments. They're so supportive, and people love you and get a lot out of you sharing and talking. So hopefully you take that in. And looks like Catherine loved my lizard guts comment earlier. Catherine said, damn, I just had a Dave Nugget bomb hit my head. Hopefully you're okay. Put some ice on it. Hey, this is such a great episode. Karen and Dave are on a roll. I agree. I'm in flow state. Okay, my friends, just show up. That's right, Rodney. That's right. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. All right, my friends. Good morning, legends. Carlos, good morning to you. All right, my friends, some good updates and announcements at the beginning of this episode. I'm not going to go back and say them again because as soon as this episode is over, you can go back and watch the replay. You can also catch the replay on all the major podcast platforms. We usually get these updated and uploaded same day, so we'll try to keep that streak going. Watch your email for emails from us. This may be a great opportunity for you to unsubscribe from other emails to get the distractions out of your inbox. Maybe you've been dealing with some shiny object syndrome. I can guarantee you our goal here is to deliver all of the education that you need to hit the different levels of your online marketing business that you can hit. If you want to learn the skills and do it right, tune in, lock in. Learn, launch, lead, right? Become the leader in your business. Become the leader in your life that you deserve to be. And we will see you back here, my friends, tomorrow for another episode. Be great. Be legendary. Make today awesome. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode. Get out of here. Peace.